Dr. Pinsky dictating email IME on February 28 regarding David McNally, MC, capital N-A-L-L-Y. As you know, I previously evaluated Mr. McNally as described in a report to you of 11-25-18. But the current evaluation pertains to the injury sustained at work on 8-6-15. But he's now a 57-year-old male who describes on that occasion he was involved in a motor vehicle accident. Period. He was coming up to a yellow light and slowing down when another driver rear-ended his vehicle. Parity states this occurred at a speed of between 80 and 90 miles per hour. But as a result, he believes he injured his right ankle and back. Period. He did go to the emergency room afterwards. Period. He had further evaluation but remains unaware of his final diagnosis. Period. He indicates he has not had any additional treatment or testing since his prior evaluation here. Period. I am also not in receipt of any additional medical documentation to confirm that any occurred. Period. Physical exam. Had eyes, ears. His hearing aids were not in during this exam. Neurologic normal. He requested assistance with the medical assistant completing his paperwork due to, quote, cognitive issues, end quote, from his head injury. Period. Extremities upper, inspection revealed chafing of the knuckles bilaterally and a rough texture to the palms. Period. Skin was otherwise normal in color, turgor, and temperature. Period. Motion of each shoulder was full in all independent spheres without crepitus or tenderness. Period. Combined active extension with internal rotation was to the L3 vertebral level bilaterally. Period. Motion of the elbows, wrists, and fingers was full in all planes without crepitus, tenderness, triggering, or locking. Period. Manual muscle testing was 4/5 and non-reproducibly limited in resisted right wrist extension, but this was otherwise 5/5. Hands, wrist, elbow. Tenell's maneuver at the left medial epicondyle. He elicited a paresthesias. Period. This was negative on the right. Period. He had negative Tenell's maneuvers on the lateral epicondyles bilaterally. Period. Extremities lower inspection revealed bulky varicosities overlying the left shin. Period. There was swelling of the right ankle and a 4-inch scar about its medial aspect and a somewhat oblique orientation. Period. There was chafing of the knees bilaterally. Period. Motion of the right ankle was somewhat inconsistent. Period. Plantar flexion was to approximately 20 degrees and dorsiflexion to 15 degrees, but inversion and eversion were full. Period. Motion of the left ankle, both knees and hips, was full in all planes without crepitus or tenderness. Period. Manual muscle testing was 4+/5. He resisted right plantar flexion strength, but was otherwise 5/5. Feet and ankles normal. Knees normal. Spine cervical. Active flexion was to 40 degrees and extension to 15 degrees. Period. Rotation right was 50 degrees and left 60 degrees, comma. Side bending right 35 degrees and left 20 degrees. Thoracic normal, lumbosacral. He ambulated with a limp on the right, but did not use a handheld assisted device. But he was unable to stand or walk on his heels or toes. Pretty changed position slowly and was able to squat to 10 degrees. Pretty set comfortably at 90 degrees lumbar flexion, but actively flexed to 55 degrees with tenderness. Period. Side bending right was 15 degrees and left 20 degrees, both with tenderness. Period extension was limited to 15 degrees without tenderness. Period bilateral rotation was full to 45 degrees without discomfort. Period. He was tendered to palpation about the sacroiliac joints bilaterally. Period. Supine straight leg raise maneuver on the right at 70 degrees and left at 65 degrees. Elicited only low back tenderness with no radicular complaints. Period. The rest of this section is normal. Impressions late 6:15, David McNally was involved in a work-related motor vehicle collision, but this was described in great detail in my prior report. But since senior year in 2018, he denies having any additional treatment or tests. But he also denies any further injuries. But he has been able to continue working for the insured in a full-duty capacity. Period. Although he conveyed having cognitive issues, he had a normal neurologic exam relative to that function. Period. New paragraph. He had skin changes on the hands and knees, consistent with someone who remains physically active. Period. He had decreased range of motion about the right ankle associated with swelling. Period. He could not stand or walk on his toes or heels. Period. He had variable mobility in the lumbar spine. Paired provocative maneuvers were negative for clinically significant disc pathology, spinal stenosis, radiculopathy, or facet arthropathy. Paired new paragraph, my opinions relative to permanency and causation remain the same. Paired Mr. McNally clearly remains highly functional. Period. End.